Welcome, everybody. This is the Igloo Review. We are down a body, but the show must go on. Brian got caught up doing you know, other stuff because he's a busy man. He works for, 20 different newspapers or something like that, it feels
I thought the number was in 30s.
Something like that. He's a busy man. He's in Warren right now. He's not able to make it, but he is going to call in do picks. So somewhere around, 1:30, he's going to call in. We're going to make our weekly NFL picks. But, yeah, for right now, it's just going to be myself, Brent Bigelow, and the guy across from me, the handsome man, in not a jersey, though.
Unfortunately.
Where is your jersey?
So, it's a not a funny story. It's more so I'm in a fraternity at YSU. Shout out Sigma Chi. And we have a week-long philanthropy event called Derby Days. And one of the events, we had to be in special shirts for the team members. All the team members are sorority girls. They have to – all the sororities participate. I'm not really phrasing this the right way. But all the sororities participate, and this year our theme is Olympics. It ties in – sport tie-in. And every brother had a medal. Either you were bronze, silver, gold, and we had one platinum. Well, I was one of the gold because I'm not on campus as often, or a lot of people don't really know who I am, which I'm okay with because I've been in for forever. But the reason why I'm not in a jersey is because I'm in a shirt trying to help raise money towards cancer research, because all the money raised goes...
I guess that's okay. I guess I could put away my selfish interests for, curing cancer. I guess that's all right. I'll allow it just this one time.
All right, I'll do better next time.
Yeah.
I promise.
Funny enough, this guy is going to be seeing a lot of my face this next, 4 days, right?
Give or take.
Yeah, you're going to be seeing me a lot. Yeah. Nate and I are making the 10-hour drive to Iowa, Cedar Falls, Iowa, for the very first conference game for YSU football as they take on UNI in the Unidome. And we're going to – it's going to be fun. This is your first road game, right?
No.
For YSU. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you went on. Yeah, go ahead and tell that story.
So, as you are presumably aware of, back in 2016, the team went on to the national championship in Frisco. And leading into that, my father and I were watching the game, and he said, if YSU wins, I'll book a hotel tonight. They were down 30 points at this time, and no one really had an idea that they were going to come back. And then a couple things happened, a couple touchdowns, a couple little points happened here and there. And next thing you know, they're only down a score. And then Kevin Radar makes that SB-nominated catch. And as soon as he caught the ball, my father said a couple words that aren't really appropriate for TV, and he booked the hotel that night. And so we got tickets on the cheap side compared to what the students had to pay.
Yeah.
And then we, drove down. We left early in the morning, didn't get there until late at night, and we were going to sleep. It's funny enough, we were going to sleep in the car, and when we drove down, we were like, we need to get a hotel.
It's a long drive. You're
19 hours in one day.
Jeez. Yeah, at that point, you're just tired of being in the car.
Well, we drove through so many cool things. We drove through Louisville. We went past University of Louisville, and we went past minor league stadium there. We wanted to stop and see where the Louisville Slugger thing.
Yeah,
but we were on a little time constraint.
Actually, Brian and I went to the factory.
That's exciting. Louisville.
Yeah, because when we went to an SCJ, the Society of Collegiate Journalism event last year, which was in Louisville, we had a couple of days where we could just kind of check out the city and see things. So we went to the Muhammad Ali Museum down in Louisville, nice. And then we also went to the baseball factory, and it's crazy what they do.
Oh yeah, my grandparents went actually, and they got my brother and I an engraved authentic Louisville Slugger, and I wanted to use it because I play in a league in the summers, but it's more of a commemorative for me.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
more of a commemorative decorative piece.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't really want to use it.
Tell the folks at home what we're going to be doing this weekend for our little
detour. It was Nate's idea. I've never seen the movie, and I need to. But I guess in Iowa, it's the same place where the Field of Dreams baseball field is.
Exactly.
From the movie with Kevin Costner. Love Kevin Costner. I've never seen the movie. He's like, we need to stop and check it out. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm all for little side missions.
Absolutely. And the highlight of it is it's only an hour and some change, like 10 from the city. Who knows, we may be staying a little bit closer to it, or maybe 45 minutes. Regardless, I feel like we need to go check it out, even if we're there for 15-20 minutes, because there's not really a whole bunch to see there, because I doubt they let people in the house. But just seeing the field, kind of being around the field, and especially because coming up in the MLB, I think it's either next season or the season after, they're building a stadium right next to the original field, the original movie set. And the Yankees and I forget what other team are going to be playing in it, playing on that field for the first time, which is really cool to see them doing stuff like this. Like, and that's MLB has been doing a lot of that recently. Like, they have the Mexico series, they have the London series this year.
The Little League
They had
series.
The Little League Classic, which was my parents were at the Little League World Series, like, the first time they had that, like,
oh, no
3
way.
Years ago.
Yeah.
It was between the Pirates and the Cardinals. And my dad actually got swept up with a couple of the Cardinals guys, and he was just walking through and wasn't even paying attention. He was looking at his phone. I think he was texting me, actually, to tell me that he saw some of the players, looked up, and there's, like, 4'6", 2" built guys walking around him, and they're all bullpen guys, but it was still, like, he said it was a really cool feeling.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you're, like, amongst the men at the time.
But, I mean, good for Major League Baseball on this. Like, they have that game is exclusive to Little League World Series contestants. Like, and their families. So if you and I went down to try to go to the game, we wouldn't be able to.
Really?
Yeah, it's only they only give tickets to the family of the players there, which is huge because a lot of these players, like the international people, for example,
yeah,
they wouldn't be there. The likelihood of them being able to see a professional game in America is extremely low.
Yeah.
So this is like a huge thing for them.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's just like the whole reflective idea of, you know, the Field of Dreams, which I know there's a bunch of metaphors of the movie. I haven't seen it. Maybe I'll go see it. I watched it when I get home today.
They actually have a tying into journalism as well. They have an issue. It's not like a highlight. It's not like one of the major components of the movie.
Yeah.
But they have a First Amendment thing.
Really?
In it. Yeah.
Huh.
Like in a First Amendment argument. And it's like a 5 to 10 minute scene. It's nothing crazy, but it's, you know, journalism ties in to baseball and everything, and it segues perfectly into our next segment.
That's right. Go into it. Just go into
baseball.
It.
So, as you're all presumably aware, once again, Major League Baseball is officially in the off season. We have had both wild card games, and the craziest of the two had to be the Nationals Brewers wild card game.
Yep.
If you would have told me that Max Scherzer was going to get shelled in the first couple innings, I would have called you crazy because he's consistently one of the top pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
And first inning, first batter gives up a walk. Okay, you know, it's whatever. Maybe a little bit of nerves, nothing crazy, nothing all that bad. And then the first pitch he throws to Yasmani Grandal, thwack. he hits a tater.
Yeah.
And so now they're down 2-0. Okay, you know, this doesn't happen to Scherzer a lot. We'll see how he bounces back. Next inning, he gives up a home run to Eric Thames. And have you seen that man?
He's a big man.
He's a big man.
Big man.
But he gives up a home run to him. And so at this point, I'm like, this is over. I watch for the next couple of innings just to, you know, just take
to
a
stick
gander.
It out. Because it's baseball. You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. And I am mad at myself because I turned it off because I was like, okay, this is basically over. Brewers got this. You're going to bring in Josh Hader. You know, it's
exactly
over.
My same thought Ball process. Game. I was at work. I was watching the game on my phone. I was like, they're up 3-0. It's like the fourth, fifth inning. I'm like,
there's a lot of baseball to be played still.
Yeah, but it's
but
like
once it starts moving into those later innings, you're like, okay, is this actually going to happen? Because the Brewers were getting shut down. Like, possible rookie of the year candidate, Keston Hiura, he went like 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. That's not good. But going into the later innings, no one expected to happen. For those of you that don't know, the bases ended up getting loaded against Josh Hader. I think a walk, a broken bat single by Ryan Zimmerman, who's been on the Nationals since its conception from when they were the Expos.
Yeah.
And then a walk, and then the Nationals drew another walk, bringing up Juan Soto. I believe he got to a full count and hit a ball into right field. A normal, routine ground ball that should have been fielded, no problem. At the max, score 2 runs.
Yeah.
But the right fielder, Trent Grisham, I saw this stat too, made his first career error.
No.
To lose them the game. That's a horrible way to lose.
Is the worst way to go down.
And then now the major argument is, did the Brewers did the Nationals win or did the Brewers lose that game? In my opinion, the Brewers lost that game.
I would have to agree with you.
Like,
they had the lead and they made an error, and if it wasn't for the error,
and that's why baseball is the most variable.
There's so many variables, yeah.
Like, when people talk about like sports fixing and things like that, baseball is probably one of the easiest but also the hardest as well. Because going back on the 1919 when the White Sox threw the World Series, when the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah.
The players there, like, you could tell something was wrong. Whereas now,
yeah, they look like they were throwing the series.
Yeah. Whereas now, like, you know, you could probably be like, oh, you don't run as hard down the base path or something like that.
Sure.
There are very subtle things that you can do currently in today's game that make a big difference.
Yeah. And then even the media and sports media in general with analytics and everything, they could probably figure out that, like, okay, something's really, really off with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure there's somebody out there that's tracking their mile an hour going to first base. You know, mm-hmm. there's somebody tracking. Someone's tracking.
And that's a legitimate thing. And when it comes to like actual defensive plays, there's a whole lot you can do. Like, if you're a shortstop and you short hop the ball consistently on four or five straight throws, you know, that's normal, but at the same time it's not normal. So there's just a lot of things you can do when it comes to fixing games and that. But I just want to move forward a little bit because I know we got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, we do have some football stuff to talk about, but we're going to make some – do we do the picks now for baseball? We can do picks now.
Absolutely.
Since we're already on the topic.
So now that the wild card is done and we officially have all of the teams in the postseason, in the official, in my opinion, postseason, this is the bracket as follows. We have the Minnesota Twins against the New York Yankees. We have the Tampa Bay Rays against the Houston Astros, St. Louis Cardinals against the Atlanta Braves, the Washington Nationals against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, Brent, Yankees, Twins, who you got?
Let me look. Yankees, Twins. Twins have a pretty good team, but the Yankees' bats are just stupid. Mm-hmm. So, Yankees. Yankees will win that series.
I agree with you because being a Yankees guy.
Yeah.
I think they are a better team to begin with. Mm-hmm. But I saw a side-by-side comparison stat, and they're basically neck and neck.
That's what I'm saying. The Twins are a good team.
Like a .01 difference between like RBI and like basically any offensive category. There's like a very small difference between the two.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good series.
Oh, I'm for sure.
But I like the Yankees' chances because they have that postseason record.
Looking at all of these, that might be the best series
in the division series. Absolutely. Who you got? Orioles. Razor Astros.
Yeah, the Orioles wish they were there. They would be dreaming if they mm-hmm. could make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I'll make the postseason. And they definitely Astros. Astros are just an amazing team all the way around.
But the Rays, like,
no.
They're good, too.
They're not that good.
I'm taking the Astros for sure, but they may not be that good, but they're good still. If you're in the postseason, you're not there because you got lucky.
Rays will win, like, a game. That's it.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair assessment. It's going to be a four game. It's going to be four or five.
A gentleman's sweep.
Gentleman's sweep.
Yeah, I heard that one time. I thought it was funny because it's like, we'll let you win one game, but other than that, we're going to mm-hmm. beat you into the ground.
And moving to the National League, who you got? The Cardinals or the Braves?
Braves as well.
I'm taking the Braves. I'm taking the Braves also. That is probably my dad's least favorite because he's a Pirates fan. So he hates the Cardinals. He hates the Braves. So he's not going to tune into that series at all.
No.
But I'm taking the Braves as well. And then I don't really think there's much of a question here. Dodgers?
Yeah, Dodgers over the Nationals.
All right, and then who do you got, Dodgers or Braves?
I hope Braves. I hope it's the Braves. That's just me. I like that team.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a good squad. From what I understand, I'm not the best in baseball terms. I don't know much about baseball. But from what I can see from the outset, I think they're a good enough team. I think they could pull off a series
like
win over them. Yeah, I think they could do it. If it's going to happen in any of them, I think it's that one.
See, I think the Dodgers they're just too good. They're just too good this year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I have the Dodgers. I've been saying since day one of the season that it's going to be a Yankees Dodgers World Series.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, and a lot of media people hope that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
just for the sheer fact of
because that's what we talked about.
The whole world will be watching.
And that's what we talked about LA, last week. Yep, yeah,
LA and New York. I mean, it's the two biggest markets.
And then so you said you took the Yankees over the Twins.
Yes.
Okay. So who you got? Yankees or Astros?
When it comes to postseason, what matters most is pitching. Astros.
I'm taking the Yankees.
So I have Astros Braves.
I have Yankees Dodgers.
All right.
And we will talk about the divisions here.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we'll talk about it as it happens.
It should be closing up, if not completely wrapped up, by next week.
It takes about a week, somewhere around there.
In that time frame. But look forward to insanely tight, great games.
Oh, yeah. I love postseason.
It's
postseason
the best.
Baseball.
The best. All right, so, what do we got next?
Next, we're going to – let's touch on – because we mentioned that we're going to Iowa for the
game.
Wait,
we're going to Iowa?
Yeah, you didn't know?
No. Snap, I should probably get work off for it. Good thing I did.
I know, I should probably schedule – I should probably, you know
– book the hotel, book get the our passes and everything.
Yeah,
know?
I know. I'm getting – listen, I've been slacking on. I'm getting passes as soon as we're done here. I'm going to go over to Trevor's office. I'm like, yo, and use his passes. And then I got to call the hotels. I've been calling back and forth. You know, I'm trying to get us a nice hotel. Like,
I have a AAA discount.
What does that mean?
Like, select hotels through AAA.
Oh, no way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you might have to throw that my way.
I got you.
Because I'm trying to get us nice hotels, but, like, I'm not trying to spend.
I was told the Motel 6. Pretty solid.
Yeah? I don't know. See, I'm more of a Hampton Inn kind of guy.
More of a Ritz-Carlton.
I called the Hampton Inn for, like, two nights. It was almost $200. I was like, excuse me?
$200 for two nights?
Two nights.
That's not bad, though.
Well, it was, like, $190. We can go to, like, Country Inn and Suites. It was, like, $164.
Yeah. Like, also true. We'll talk about, like...
We'll figure this out.
We're over here just logistically planning out where we're going to stay.
Listen, this is great content. This is, like, a subgenre. We can turn this into, like, a travel channel, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So... but yeah, we're going to talk some football. I mean, the YSU's teams look really good, but we also have had a really, really tough time playing in Iowa. I don't know what the overall record is for in there, but I just know that we have a hard time playing in Iowa.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for sure. But, you know, they're hot this year.
They're extremely good.
This is going to be the test to see if this is going to be YSU's year.
We're in conference play. This is when they really matter.
Plus, looking at the rankings, like they're pretty close. UNI is what, 13 and YSU's 18?
Something like that. Yeah, we're in the top 20.
Something along those lines. Well, I think that YSU, if they pull out a win this week, they're legit.
Oh, I'm totally with you.
Like that's going to this game coming up is going to validate the season. In my opinion, at least. Because going 4-0 against, you know, some less than impressive teams so far, like going up against Howard, who should have never put up as many points as they did against us, going up against Duquesne, going up against Robert Morris, like these are teams like, yeah, you should. It's like Appalachian State going up against Alabama or something.
Yeah. I mean,
not to that degree.
Yeah.
But.
And then looking back on the schedule, right now, Northern Iowa is 2-2, but the teams that they lost to were the two in-state powerhouses. They lost to Iowa and Iowa State, and they almost pulled up the upset against Iowa State. They took that one to overtime, and they lost the score of 29-26. So, like, not to say Iowa State's, you know, a good team or anything, because they're not. They're just not that level of, of a football team. But the fact that they went toe-to-toe with the FBS school is pretty impressive.
And it's definitely, like I said, this game coming up is going to be the validation that they need. One thing for sure that YSU needs to focus on in the game is diversity within the running backs and making sure those running backs all contribute as they have against Duquesne and against Samford, because last couple games, it's really just been Joe Alessi.
Yeah, it has been the Joe Alessi show.
It's been him pounding and grounded, and he's so fast he could turn off a light switch and be in bed before it's dark. But that doesn't really correlate to the other guys coming up.
No.
Because the other running backs are just as good. Christian Turner, great running back. Braxton Chapman, he's great at busting a couple tackles, and then once he hits the open field, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you contain guys like that and you only have one running back, that's actually just pounding and grounding, unfortunately, that's going to get shut down real quick.
Yeah.
and he's going to get tired. And once you shut down the running game for YSU, that's pretty much what their story is, even in their
quarterback position. Nathan Mays is a fantastic running quarterback.
He's an athletic quarterback.
Yeah, he can make a few throws here and there. He's not the most accurate. He's not the best thrower.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the best thrower we've seen in the last 5 years? Probably. I can't name a guy that's thrown the ball better than he has, but to be fair, that's just not YSU's MO, so we really don't need a solid throwing quarterback.
Exactly.
We have a great stable of running backs. Runners.
And I do believe we have a solid core of wide receivers as well. They all have hands. They all can run.
Great. That guy makes ridiculous catches.
Like all these guys. Like Jeremiah Braswell has been one of May's favorite targets this year. And so he
and our tight ends are massive.
Oh, they're huge.
Dude, you need to come down the sidelines. They are ginormous human beings.
Oh no, yeah, I totally believe you. They're huge. They're built different. But there are a lot of things that YSU needs to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
One of those being if the run game gets snuffed out early, don't go to it.
Yeah.
Like don't go to the run game as often as you do against a Duquesne or a Robert Morris, because these guys are the real deal coming up here. This is where it matters. So adjust the game plan accordingly. And I feel like Bo knows that. I feel like he knows what's going to happen. So it's going to be interesting to see. Like, I expect the running game to put up. You want a little wager on YSU's total running game?
Friendly wager.
Lunch.
Maybe. What do you think it's going to be?
I think the over-under combined rushing for YSU, let's set it at 210.
210?
Are you taking the over or under?
I'll take the over on that. I think they can go for like 250. I think that the majority of their offense will be on the ground, whether we like it or not.
I believe it's going to be the over as well.
Yeah. See, that's just the way they've been playing this year. But also, YSU's offense has put up some points, even though we haven't been playing the best talent. We've been putting up some crazy amount of points. And then Northern Iowa's defense has been, as of late, been putting people down. They haven't scored over 20 points in any of these last games. So,
but as has YSU's defense. I think the most points they scored was against
both
Duquesne.
Defenses.
And that's because, you know, dumb penalties. Last game, they had one penalty, and that was an offensive penalty.
It was unsportsmanlike contact for dancing in the end zone. That's what it was. It was easily avoidable.
Yeah. And even then, like, that didn't really have much of a factor on the defense because they had a 3-and-out the next when they kicked off. So
the defense is scary good all the way around the board.
When they're clicking, Antoine Cook said it best. When they're on their P's and Q's, they're an A-rated defense.
And I love that. The whole alphabet in there, P's and Q's, were an A defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's great stuff. It's a good quote.
But last game was definitely a huge indication of that A-grade defense.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like they were solid. They had one turnover, which, I mean, they had three last year.
Yeah.
So that's definitely huge. The turnover game has been huge. The defense has stepped up big. If they can avoid penalties, it's going to be a low-scoring affair.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be like a really throwback version of football. Not this crazy, high-flying, no-huddle offense that people are used to seeing. It's going to be a grind it out, control the ball, don't turn over, don't cause penalties. That's how it's going to be for YSU.
Don't make mistakes.
The entire season. If they play like mistake-free football, I don't know who can beat them. It's as simple as that. Because the running backs are amazing. Don't fumble the ball. Nathan Mays is a great runner. He's an okay thrower. Do not turn the ball over in interception.
He's only thrown two on the season so far. The one he threw last week was the second.
It was a tip pass too. Like those, like yes,
in my opinion, those aren't interceptions.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Something like when the receiver catches the ball and like he's falling and tries to catch it and it pops up and gets caught.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
It's an interception, but it's
an accidental interception.
Yeah,
and same with. Like, if a receiver drops a ball, that should go on. That should be a separate stat that he dropped the ball, not the quarterback overthrew him or underthrew him.
Some people, I think in the NFL, they keep track of drops.
Oh, no, I believe they do, but I'm just saying, like, it also counts as an incomplete pass for the quarterback. And if it.
Yeah.
This is how I view it. If you're a professional wide receiver and the ball even touches your fingers.
I'm with you.
You need to catch that ball.
Even when I was in high school, I was like, if that ball touches your hands, you should be able to catch it.
And that's something my dad has said for a long time. Like, yeah, with baseball, like, if it hits your glove, you should have caught it.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I easily agree with you. You're about ready to do some picks. We can recap picks from last week, talk some NFL.
I don't want to recap. I did bad.
Listen, you and Brian, well, Brian didn't do as bad as you did, but it was pretty close. I had a great week, though. I had a fantastic week.
Hey, I don't owe you lunch. That's all that matters.
I know. Neither one of us owe each other lunch.
Listen, we're just going to be buying each other snacks and stuff on this road trip. So we're going to more than make up for it.
Yeah, for sure. So what happened was I went 11-3. Brian, who's going to be calling in here in a little bit, he went 9-5. And then Nate went 7-7.
Hey, I'm batting 500. I'll take it.
Yeah. And we're actually a game short. So depending on... Everybody's like, well, I could have been blah, 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 blah. I could have been blah, blah, blah. I missed the Texans-Panthers game.
I would have probably taken the Texans.
I don't even know who I would have picked. If you would have took the Texans, you would have been wrong anyway, so you would have had a worse record. So I would just keep your mouth.
Exactly. That's why I'm not saying anything. Brian, in our group chat, he sent, I would have picked the Panthers anyway, so I would have got it.
Yeah, he's like, I would have had a better record. I don't know who I would have picked in that. So, like, I can't do it now because now it's in my brain. I'm like, I already know who won.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the Panthers.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I almost just said Patriots.
But, yeah, so what's game – oh, the one game that everybody got wrong was Jeff Wilkins did us dirty. That's what happened.
Do not talk bad about that man.
Listen, you can't even get his first name right, okay? You
know, hey, I got it now. I'm not – I haven't had an energy drink in, like, 4 days.
Yeah, you're 4 days sober. No, that's funny. You haven't had an energy drink. You're like, I'm okay today. I'm not gonna be bouncing off the walls.
I'm probably gonna crush like 3 5-hour energies on our road trip.
If you guys are listening, please say your prayers. I can't handle that. Nate on energy drinks for 10 hours in a car.
That would be fine.
Good lord. So yeah, Buccaneers, the stunner against the LA Rams. Mm-hmm. Well, 55-40, right? Is that what it was?
I think that's one of the games that like no one expected.
No, absolutely not.
My fantasy team thrived because of that.
I had a terrible week.
I had a great week. I was supposed to lose, and then Chris Godwin came up and threw up 41 points for me.
For my brother Alec, who did my music show with me on Monday, five of his guys collectively scored 36 points.
Yikes.
Yeah. I think he put up 60 points for the week. Whew. He's like, I had a bad week. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't as bad as you, but it was a rough fantasy week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What else was a sneaker? I took the Bills to win. They lost to the Patriots. I thought they were going to pull it off.
Who did I say I took? I took the Dolphins, right?
Dolphins over the Chargers. That didn't happen. At least mine was close. The Bills are hanging in there, man. It was a good game until the backup quarterback throws an interception, you know, in the fourth quarter drive to win the game because Jared Allen was out with a head injury. Did you see that video?
I'm pretty sure I have.
It was
in like all of them.
It was kind of a bad hit.
Oh, before we make our picks, would you like to talk about Vontaze Burfict?
I was kind of leaning into that. Yeah, what are your thoughts on Vontaze Burfict?
Good.
I'm with you.
Like everyone's saying, like there are arguments for both sides that he shouldn't be suspended for the game, but
for the rest
again,
of the season.
For the rest, that's what I mean. The rest of the season.
Yeah. Rest of the season. 12 more games. Done.
But people are comparing that to the hit that happened in the Rams Buccaneers game. Like at the goal line, I don't remember exactly who got hit, but it was a helmet-to-helmet contact, but that was a different scenario. The Vontaze Burfict one, he's on the ground, already down. Like, there's no need for it. Plus, his past transgressions came up to haunt him.
Yeah. He's, what was it, four strikes, you know?
Something like that.
Way too many times. It was about time.
I saw on Twitter that a lot of people were in support of a lifetime ban.
Yeah, he's a dangerous player, especially with the way the NFL's going towards hits. He's a dangerous player.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a black mark on the league.
It wasn't like the receiver was coming across the middle. It wasn't like he was, you know, he just caught the ball and turned and took a step. He was on the ground completely defenseless.
Yeah, the guy was like on his knees
like,
catching the
ball.
That's
equatable to a quarterback sliding and then getting drilled.
Yeah.
So I agree with this with the year suspension.
Yeah.
And I think that he's going to really need to keep his mind is going back. So he's going to need to mind his P's and Q's next season or else he might get that lifetime
ban. He might. And I think if he does anything wrong, not even like with hits, off the field issues, if he does anything wrong in that spectrum, I think he should be done as well.
Mm-hmm.
This guy should be on the shortest leash possible. for the
NFL.
He
was given, when he got traded to the Raiders, he was given enough rope to hang himself with.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
it's just the way John Gruden works. He's like, I'm going to let you play the way you play, but don't be stupid. Mm-hmm. And you were stupid one play, and that's what happened.
And I also feel that had it happened with a lot of people around him, like, if it would have been, like, in the middle of, like, there was, like, a huddle of people, yeah, and it happened, a different story. It happened wide open, middle of the field, yeah, no one around.
Yeah.
Like, it was you got to think.
And it was unnecessary. It was absolutely just unnecessary. But are you ready? Are you making some picks? I think Brian should call in now if he's ready.
I agree. I'm going to send him the bat signal.
Send the bat
signal. Brian, you're getting the bat signal.
Yeah, we're doing it via phone. Via phone?
Via.
Via phone's an instrument, isn't it?
That's a xylophone.
Oh, see, I don't know. Oh.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Phone's ringing. He's here.
The phone is ringing.
What's up, Brian? You hear us?
Yep, perks are listening into the show. I can call in whenever.
That's right. You're also the sports editor, so you know we allow these things to happen.
Yeah, I can just feel when it's my time to call.
That's right.
Or I texted you and said, "Hey, Brian, call."
Yeah. Well, he was listening. Oh. He's a good listener.
I'll call in. I'll get right on it.
Yeah, he'll call in right now. So I think we're ready to do some picks. Are you ready to do some picking, Brian?
Yeah, that works for me.
All right, cool. So we're gonna start with the first game. Also, Brian, because you can't see what jersey I'm wearing. I'm currently wearing a Steve Largent jersey, you know, the Seattle Seahawks, you know?
Good find.
Thank you. What jersey are you wearing today, sir?
Just make something up.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make something up. I'm going to pretend I'm wearing a Muggsy Bogues Charlotte Hornets jersey that I don't have.
I was going to guess that.
Either he was going to say that or Gardner Minshew. That's what you should have said.
The squad needs to get a Gardner Minshew jersey.
I'm working on it.
Everybody has beards. We need, like, when we get the jerseys, we need to shave out mustaches and take a
picture. Happening. I have my engagement pictures coming up.
Brian, how's that sound?
Sounds good. I'm ready for.
No, it's go time.
Yeah.
You're going to shave a mustache when you get a Minshew jersey?
No, I actually won't. I'm just doing a bit.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be like that. I know you want to.
Gardner Minshew, come on the pod.
Yeah, come on the pod.
Yeah, come on the pod.
He actually might. He's a cool dude.
Did you see his passer rating right now?
No, it's probably out of the roof.
I want to say it, but I don't know if I'll get in trouble for saying it. It's
69%.
What'd you say?
69%.
Yeah, he's...
No, it's 69.420.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a dude. All right,
so... the greatest quarterback of all time.
Nice.
All right, so we're going to start with tonight's Thursday night matchup, which is the LA Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. Who do you guys have?
Rams.
Rams.
I'm going to roll with the Seahawks on this one. I'm wearing the jersey. I got to own up to it. So Nate's going with the Rams. Brian's going with the Rams. I'm rolling with the Saints. I mean, the Seahawks. My bad. My mistake.
What was that noise?
I don't know. My best Peter Griffin impression, I think. Arizona Cardinals are taking on the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati.
Cards.
Brian?
Cardinals.
Cardinals as well. Okay, I think I'm going to go with... I don't know, man. Who do I want to go with this one? I'll go Cardinals too. The Cincinnati's awful. I watched that Monday night game. They are not good at all. Bills Titans.
Bills.
Bills.
I'm going with the Titans. Titans.
Brian, stop copying me.
Titans are a great team. I don't know. We got everybody's sleeping on the Titans.
I'm not saying they're not a good team. I'm just saying the Bills are. They're riding a pretty nice wave right now.
They are. They kept it close against the Patriots. So, I mean, they did their job. They did pretty well at it. So, I'm going to roll with the Titans. I like the team a lot.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears versus the Oakland Raiders.
Ooh.
Ryan, what do you think?
Definitely Bears.
Going with the Bears?
I want to say the Bears, but I also want to, like, I think the Raiders might pull this one out. I'm going with the Raiders.
It's the return of the Mac. Everybody, Khalil Mack is coming back to the black hole.
He's getting booed.
He's gonna get so booed. I don't even do they boo him? Not like he left them by his.
I know, but I still think
own devices.
I still think they're gonna boo him.
Yeah, probably. They definitely boo him. It's Oakland. It's not like a normal fan base.
Yeah,
It's like Bills Mafia, Eagles, Raiders.
I don't think the Eagles are that bad though.
They are.
Well, just Philly in general is a crazy city. I don't think it's strictly the fan base.
Bills Mafia is chaotic good, and Oakland is chaotic evil.
Agreed.
Facts.
Agreed. Great assessment, Brian. So yeah, I'm gonna roll with this. I'm gonna roll with the Raiders though. We have Buccaneers and the Saints.
Tampa Bay.
What?
Yep. I'm gonna take the Saints on this one.
Yeah, me too.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Tampa Why? Bay. Explain yourself.
I went 7-7 last week, Brent.
Vikings versus the G-Men in New York.
This is gonna be a good game.
Yeah, I think it will be too.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Vikings though.
I'm also taking the Vikings.
I think I'm going with all the home teams so far. I'm going to keep with it. Let's go Giants as well.
The Giants?
Yeah, I said Vikings-Giants.
I thought you meant the Packers. I'm dumb.
Yeah, you are. Why?
You said G-Man. I thought Green Bay. I don't know.
Man, maybe
I need an energy drink.
Maybe you need an energy drink.
I need to find like that perfect balance. No. Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Next game, we have the Jets at the Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles.
I agree. Jets are just they're bad, man. Right now, I think it's a close race between the Jets and the Dolphins are the worst team.
Dolphins are going to take it, though.
Yeah, Broncos, worst team. Come on now.
Broncos are bad, but I mean, they're not as bad as the Dolphins, though.
No, they're not Dolphins bad. They're worse than the Jets, though.
Yeah, I guess. Here's a good game. Just based off of offensive power and defensive power. The Ravens and Steelers.
It's always a good game.
Every time. It doesn't matter.
Taking the Steelers.
Brian?
Ravens.
Go with the Ravens.
Yep.
Well, what do you think is going to be the X factor of the game? What's going to be the big factor?
I think Lamar can overcome Steelers defense.
Ah, see, no, I'm going with the Steelers. That defense is impressive, man. They are terrifying.
When they're clicking.
Yeah.
When they're on their P's and Q's.
It's the third time you've said that in an hour. You need to take it easy.
It's a good quote.
It's a good saying. It's like a cliche.
Shout out Antoine.
It's a cliche saying, P's and Q's. But I like his quote just because he's like, if you say in our P's and Q's, we'll be on our A game, you know?
I get it. It flows We'll talk about it. Yep.
next one, dumpster fire, everybody. Dumpster fire. Patriots.
Is it the Monday night game?
Patriots and Redskins. And it's not a Monday night game. We're not there yet.
Wow.
But yeah, we have Patriots at Redskins.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patriots.
As much as I hate saying that name.
Picks.
Yeah, Patriots as well. Watch, we'll all be wrong on this one. Jaguars, and the Panthers. Battle of the Cats.
I'm taking the Jaguars. Gardner Minshew is going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jags.
You think so? No, Kyle Allen? Don't think he's going to win it for the Panthers?
No. Sorry to my boy, Christian McCaffrey. Come on the pod.
On the pod, but you know.
Yeah, Jags.
Yeah, Minshew's the dude. Falcons and the Texans.
Texans.
Yeah, Texans.
Yeah, I'll go with the Texans.
I think
too.
Brian and I only have one game that we're different.
Yeah, really? We'll see when I go back and type it all out. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Texans. And then here we go: Broncos, Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah, I'll have to go Chargers as well.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
Oh, funny enough, the tickets for this game are way more than last time. They are
$7?
No, you can get them for $92.
Wow.
That's because all the Bronco fans buy the tickets.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because it's like a neutral site game for everybody. They play in this.
No, it's a Broncos home game.
No, it's not. It's in L.A.
No, it's a Broncos home game.
They're playing in a soccer field still. I can't wait for them to have their own stadium. This could be nice. But, yeah, so we have Packers-Cowboys. This could be a good game. That's probably good. Yep, of course, it's on Fox, you know. Cowboys are always on TV.
Taking the Cowboys.
Pack.
It's about time.
Yeah, I'll go Packers, too. I'll roll with the Packers.
Okay.
Because I'm over the Cowboys. I feel like they're a downfall waiting to happen this season. They start off so high. They're going to crash. What'd you say? Packers suck.
No, Dak.
Oh, Dak. I thought you said Pack. Yeah, Dak.
He's not good.
Yeah, I'm with you. And then our night game is going to be Colts at the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
No stunner? You don't think Jacoby Brissett is going to pull it off?
Brissett?
Yeah.
Reading.
I wish.
We're going to get Brissett?
Maybe. Yeah, everybody in St. putting the Chiefs on this one.
Yeah.
Maybe if I take the Chiefs, they'll lose.
I like your energy on that one, Brian. And then here we go. We have our local matchup for the Monday Night Football game, which actually might be good.
Doubtful.
Actually might be good. It's the Cleveland Browns and the Youngstown 49ers.
I'm taking the Browns.
Yeah, Brownies.
Me too.
The Browns.
The Browns look really good after that game, after their game last week. They were impressive. They look really good.
I didn't watch it, so I don't.
All right, so I'll come back. I'll let everybody know how they did next week for the show.
I'm going to pick up my first dub of the season.
Yeah. You think so. You think that might
happen. I know so. I'm going to fix all the games.
It's not going to happen.
I'm going to fix the games.
So, Brian, any words you have to say about your 9-5 record last week?
I went 10-5 because I picked the Panthers.
No, it's not.
I almost always pick the Panthers.
Stop.
Except for
this week?
Yeah.
Listen.
Except for this week, I've always picked the Panthers, so 10-5.
Listen, nobody picked that game. It doesn't count. You can't be that guy right now. Just admit defeat, and you lost pretty bad to me this week. It's okay. Anything else you'd like to say before I hang up on you?
Before you kick me out?
Yep.
No. Just my chicken tendies are almost ready.
Chicken tendies.
Oh, where'd you get chicken tendies from?
My oven.
Ooh.
Would you
get like some Tyson ones or what is it?
Did you get the Tyson?
Something from Sam's.
Please tell me they're the Dino Nuggets.
They're not Dino Nuggets.
Hang up the phone.
Yeah, Brian. Brian, real quick, what high school game are you covering this week?
Harding and Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary in Akron.
Ooh, that should be nice.
Hey, you get to drive to Akron. We get to drive to Iowa.
Brian, what'd you say?
Maybe LeBron will be there. I don't know.
Who knows? You got to keep an eye out. You know, the season hasn't started yet, you know.
Yeah.
All right,
might
Brian.
Be there, so.
Yeah, Brian, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, sure thing.
So love you, Brian.
You better be here next week.
All right, I'm going to get a new jersey for Jersey Day. And
you better. Well, listen, it's hockey season. You can wear your hockey jerseys now.
It is still too hot.
It's too hot. It's about to be like 50 next week. It's cooling off.
What's the weather supposed to be like in Iowa?
Cold.
Yeah, if it's going to be 50 next week, I'll break one out.
Okay. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
All right.
All right, man.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a good week.
See ya.
Merry Christmas.
See you, man. All right.
That was fun.
That was Brian Yager, sports editor of the Jam Bar, everybody. So, yeah, those are our picks. We'll see how everybody does. I'm feeling pretty confident in mine after its high horse, this high vibe.
Well,
of
Brian
last
and
week.
I should feel confident in ours. We took the same ones.
Yeah, you guys. It's like you guys planned it out. You guys normally pick pretty similar too.
Similar.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said what I meant.
Jeff.
Any final last words before we finish things up today?
Not particularly.
No.
If you have the opportunity to. Oh, let's talk about the Wilkins story, how he, the tie-in to the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
that we did on purpose?
This was, yes, on purpose.
We did this on purpose.
This was an on-purpose accident.
On accidental purpose.
So YSU plays University of Northern Iowa today, not today, this weekend. And
if it's today, we're running late.
And I, as I spoke about last week, wrote an article about Jeff Wilkins.
Yeah.
And he, It got published today. Mm-hmm. I shared it on all of my social media. The Jam Bar shared it as well. And there's an individual from the Horizon Valley Conference?
For the there's a guy that tweeted out sharing the story. He's like, oh, what a coincidence that like YSU runs a story about Jeff Wilkins, who used to play for the St. Louis Rams.
Greatest show on turf.
Coincidentally, the quarterback for the greatest show on turf was Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner went to college at the University of Northern Iowa.
And they both went undrafted in 94.
Both undrafted. We talked about them on the pod. We're like, they have such a similar story. And they were on the same team, won championships together. It's just a crazy coincidence that we totally...
100% planned.
Totally planned.
It's awesome how things come. It's all coming together.
Yeah, the guy tweets us. He's like, "Wow, that's really really well thought out, you two. really thought out
by
the Jam Bar.
We really appreciate that.
I appreciate that. We definitely
that's
thought
exactly
about
what
it.
We thought about doing.
Oh, that's good stuff. I was laughing so hard when I read that. I was like, I'm pretty sure Nate or Brian did not think about that at the time. But it was just, oh, that was good.
Yeah, it works out.
Yeah.
That just makes the story that much greater.
The universe works in mysterious ways. Mm-hmm. And it's going to air. I mean, you can watch the whole interview tomorrow
for Jambar TV when it comes YouTube. Out. There's going to be a little teaser clip.
Awesome.
Like a little 4-minute clip or so in the Jambar newscast as well.
Exciting.
So please give that a little look.
Yeah.
You're going to see your boy in his full glory.
Yeah, that's right. Sunglasses and all.
Yeah, that was the worst part because we did the first take, we actually had a little mix up with the cameras. And then second take, I was like, "Hey, Turk, can I use your glasses?" He was like, "Yeah, sure," because the first take I was squinting at Wilkins. Like, it looked like I was winking at him. And that wouldn't have gone over well. But
why are you hitting on your guest?
Exactly. That's why I didn't want to have happen. So I put the sunglasses on. And it also helped because then I could, like, make subtle eye movements to look at the cameras and look at the other guys as well.
Yeah.
Just, you know, see what's going on. Take a gander.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. It's definitely ironic how everything comes full circle.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for this trip this week?
Probably a solid 9.
Solid 9?
For the drive, a solid 2.
It's like, be a long drive.
I love road trips. I love doing stuff like this. But like after the first hour or two, you're just
You gotta stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
High energy.
I feel like you and I are gonna have a good time.
Oh yeah, we'll have some good convos.
We're gonna have some great conversations. We're gonna get a little bit closer. What else are we gonna do? A couple good playlists. You're gonna see the full side of Nate's musical.
Yeah,
choices.
We're gonna listen to a lot of New Edition. Is what's going to happen.
That's exactly what we're going to do. No, what we're going to do is
you and I had a moment, though, in TV One. That was great. We were in there singing.
Telephone man, there's something wrong with my line.
There's something wrong with our line, Brian. You almost hardly hear Brian.
Exactly.
Funny enough.
But, no, you're going to see my full musical choices. Hopefully you enjoy them.
I love music, man. I listen to everything.
But no, what we should do is we should get a car mount, like a vent mount thing for our phones, and I'll play Family Guy on Netflix while we drive.
I have one of those. I have one for my car.
Perfect.
I'll bring some stuff.
What kind of rental car are we getting? Do we know?
I don't know. It's probably some type of a Nissan SUV. It's always a nice car, though.
I like the subs.
Yeah. So, also, you're going to be able to meet Otis the Moose.
Otis the Moose is
a car mirror dangler that I take with me everywhere when I drive. It's
Why?
Good luck.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a
I
cool
thought
dude.
It was, not gonna lie, I thought it, like, it was like an actual moose when we get to Iowa that you know about and you're excited for.
Yeah, it's like I played this trip, we're gonna go meet a moose. No, but like
that's what we're going to Iowa.
He's got
for.
Like sunglasses on, he's super cool, he has like a thumbs up. He's an absolute G. So
all right, let's get it.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
You should be, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it.
As do I.
Yeah, what a great show. Thank you, Brian, for calling
in. That
was
a really quick 50 minutes.
I know. That's what happens when you have fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of
fun. Talked a little bit of baseball, a little bit of football, you know, Vontaze Burfict, cheating.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll come back to you. We'll talk about the awesome trip that we had going to you and I. And don't forget, journalism matters and go sports.